This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we found in recent visits, Jesus often spoke words of encouragement and affirmation, as seen in John 21, where Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee was talking with his disciples. It's almost surprising to find him encouraging and affirming the disciples when he had reason to at least correct, if not reprimand them. Jesus went out of his way to encourage and then enjoy their company over breakfast. I sure would like to have listened in on that conversation. It's not like he didn't address some issues that needed attention, but the gist of the conversation was positive. I remember reading an article by a psychologist who said that parents should make 4 positive statements for every negative statement when relating to their children. Why? Because it's so easy to see shortcomings in others rather than positive things. In addition, most people are prone to see the negative things in their own lives over against positive things. We tend to be pessimistic, especially when we've failed. We need encouragement more than criticism, since our most common response when asked to do something is, "I can't," or "I'm disqualified because of past failures," or "I don't have the ability, experience, or resources." If Jesus affirms you by assigning you a task, he knows what he's doing. He goes before you and enables you to do what he asks, and then he assumes full responsibility for the outcome of your obedience and trust. He's not concerned about your ability or inability, but rather your availability and obedience. Trust him. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.